Joined by Blair Horner, the Executive Director of NYPIRG, New York Public Interest Research Group, and along with several other good government organizations, NYPIRG has submitted a complaint to the New York State Board of Elections concerning what exactly is Governor Cuomo doing with, I believe, $18 million of leftover campaign funds. So Blair, can you explain what this issue is?
This is sort of a perennial issue, which is elected officials leave office, sometimes under a cloud, sometimes they retire. And they, if they have a campaign war chest, what should they be allowed to do with it? And what makes this one different is no one has left with $18 million, and at least $18 million in their campaign war chest, and then decided to go out and hire a press flack to defend their legacy and to respond, presumably, to whatever comes out of the ongoing investigations whenever they wrap up. And so we think the question of a guy who's not a public official, who has said he's not going to run for office, has $18 million in the bank in campaign contributions, should they be allowed to go out and hire a press flack? We think the answer should be no. And we filed a complaint with the State Board of Elections to get them to opine on this.
And who are the other groups that submitted the complaint?
We're starting with three other organizations: Common Cause New York, Reinvent Albany, and the League of Women Voters, New York State.
Governor Cuomo, former Governor Cuomo, appears to be facing obviously continued legal issues. The Attorney General is still doing an investigation, I believe, on some of the stuff, maybe on the book. And we have possible Albany County Sheriff's Department looking into one of the sexual assault allegations. Is he able to use that $18 million to pay for legal defense?
Well, he thinks so. And there's certainly precedent to do that. Former Assembly Speaker Sheldon Silver and former Senate Majority Leader Dean Skelos both spent millions of dollars in campaign contributions to launch, as it turned out, failed legal defenses of their corrupt actions. I mean, I'm sure the governor believes he can do it. We think that that's really, it's just an indication of a system that's out of control. I mean, it's the narrow question of what can you do with the money? Can you hire a press flack or a limousine driver or a waiter to bring you food, a butler? I mean, who knows? Where does the line get drawn, right? But there's the larger issue, too, which is what do you do with campaign contracts? And we think the governor should just give the money back, either prorate it to the individuals who made the donations or the groups that made the donations in the first place, or to some bona fide charity. But he shouldn't just be able to keep it and spend it for an army of servants.
And I'm sort of barely recollecting that former Senator Majority Leader Joe Bruno, who's down the road from us out here in Rensselaer County, spent some of his campaign funds, I think, on a pool cover or something.
Yeah, Senator Bruno has both two really interesting stories that sort of tell the tale. One is he was at one point, he used his campaign contributions to purchase a pool cover for his pool, below ground pool. And the rationale was that he had political party events, not just, I assume they were parties too, but political party events at poolside. And if that would be a protection from people falling in, so that was okay. And also former Senate Majority Leader Bruno, when he got into legal trouble and forced him from office, he drew down millions of dollars in his campaign contributions to pay for legal defense. And he was ultimately exonerated, or the charges were dropped because of Supreme Court changes in the law. And he got the taxpayers to give the money back to his political committee to refinance his political committee because they had spent the money on his legal defense. I mean, what could be a crazier system than that?
Now, since this is not the first time this has come up, obviously, how has the Board of Elections or the state legislature responded to this in the past?
Ineffectively. The State Board of Elections, the way it works is somebody will contact them and say, can I spend my campaign contributions this way or that way? And they offer opinions and that's published in a book. The problem is the law. The law basically says you can't use the money for personal use, but you can use it in your capacity as public official, party official, or candidate for office. And that's where you sort of get into this very squishy area where people leave office can continue to draw down against their accounts. One former press person for the State Board of Elections said, unless you go out and out, walk away and stick it in your pocket, it's and if everything else is okay. So you can't buy a mansion, you can't buy a yacht. Governor Cuomo, former Governor Cuomo, is, I think, pushing the envelope to say that you can hire staff to act essentially as your servants.
Well, and also, you know, speaking of corruption among the governor, I do know, actually, I guess the last day or so, one of the courts, I believe a federal appeals court, did rule that both his economic development czar on the Buffalo Billions and his campaign manager, chief of staff, Joe Prococo, were properly convicted for corruption based on the evidence and will be having to serve their jail term. Could we be creating a Cuomo wing? It's one of the local prison facilities.
Well, I mean, you're quite right that both of them had their appeals tossed out, and they, you know, have to face their time in the pokey. I mean, you know, former Governor Cuomo is, of course, you know, dealing with whatever allegations have been lodged against him and whatever legal proceedings that follow. You know, we don't know what's going to happen in those cases. We do know that they're serious enough that it forced them to resign. But there is the harassment issues that came out in the AG's report. And as you mentioned earlier, there's the book deal and whether or not the governor inappropriately used public resources to make his book, write his book, essentially. And that issue is ongoing. Now, again, you know, it could be that we'll find out that whatever happened may be unseemly, but not necessarily illegal, and then the governor will not face any time. So I wouldn't go as far as your analogy, Mark.
not yet, at least. How do other states handle this type of situation? Seems like I've heard a lot of governors, especially in Illinois, seem to be thrown out of office. How do other, you know, states deal with the fact, you know, candidates or elected officials may leave and still have a lot of money left over in their campaign funds?
Yeah, I mean, it's sort of all over the place. New York is not unusual. I mean, I don't know. I've never heard of anybody leaving with $18 million, right? That's what makes this case so eye-popping. But there are some states that have what we think are good practices. There are some states that require that when a candidate, when an elected official leaves office, if they are not planning to, if they're not running for another office, they have to give the money back. And it depends on how many months that is. That's usually the last I looked, it was anywhere from 6 months to 18 months. They had to get rid of all of their campaign funds. Public financing systems, like in New York City, for example, if candidates have public resources left over, it has to go back to the city. So there are models that New York could follow, and we have advocated for them. But, you know, it's always very tricky because elected officials, I think they like to have this money sort of in their back pocket just in case bad things happen.
Now, if the New York State Board of Elections, not exactly with a tremendous reputation for enforcing political integrity, fails to rule the way you sort of believe they should, any possibility of taking litigation in this matter?
There is, of course, always a possibility, but the Board of Elections, we'll have to see what they come out with. I mean, certainly one way or the other, we're going to go the legislative route because this is just, you know, sort of, it just underscores how bad the system is that something like this could even happen. Really, I mean, if you think about it, if this is allowed where you just can hire some press person to look out for your personal interests, why not have a butler? Why not have a limousine driver? Why not have a limousine? I mean, all of those things.
Or somebody to take care of your dog.
Well, we'll see about that one. I don't know where the dog is, where Captain ended up, where his ship is in harbor right now. But certainly the you know, the where the line is not at all clear. And if you allow this, if the Board of Elections allows this, why would the former governor, if he wanted to have additional support staff, why would he stop? And frankly, we don't even know what's going on here. We only know that they've admitted to it because the Board of campaign finance filings haven't been submitted yet for the governor after July 15th. So there may be other people that are, you know, currently involved in this as well. We don't know.
Well, we'll keep on following this story. We've been talking to Blair Horner, NYPIRG, NYPIRG.org. And this has been Mark Dunley for the Hudson Mohawk Radio Network.